This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I am at City Hall here in the heart of the Icelandic capital. I'm with Guðni Barðjónsdóttir, who's going to tell me about a new project which is intended to make Reykjavik specifically a safer place for LGBTI individuals. The Nordic LGBTI Fund has provided money for the city, and Guðni, you've got some ideas about how that can be used, which we'll get into, but how did this money come about? How did this idea come about, firstly?
We went to Oslo on a workshop with the Nordic Safe Cities Alliance, where we had some recommendation on what to do regarding hate for the LGBTI plus community. And one of the ideas was that we should map online and offline hate towards the community. Mm. Nordic Safe Cities is an alliance which we have been a part of since 2017, and they want to safeguard democracy. And they actually reached out to us, Reykjavik City, to apply for this fund from NIC, which is under the Nordic Council of Ministers, and they granted us 9.7 million Icelandic kronas.
Okay. Has there been, I hope the answer is no, but has there been a lot of hate to map here in Reykjavik?
There has been some hate, and we especially see it around events where LGBT plus is quite apparent, so around Pride. And we have actually seen online also, when we have been discussing trans issues, some online hate as well. So this is something that we want to address.
Sure. Now, is this new, or is this a sign that things are starting to slip in the wrong direction? Because Reykjavik, Iceland, I guess all of the Nordic capitals will, to some people, have felt like the safer countries and the safer cities to be in. So some people might be surprised to learn that there is this apparent problem here.
I think it's becoming more apparent. We are seeing more of it, and there's always this issue of moving the line. So if we establish new norms, maybe the line moves a bit more in one direction or the other. So we have seen on the international sphere some movings of the line. We've seen what the government in the United States has been doing towards gendered themes, and this of course affects us here in Iceland as well, but we are in second place on the ILGA map of safety for queer individuals.
Still trying to beat Malta?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we are trying to get into first place, but yeah. So of course, there's always this effect, and although we're an island, we are always going to have some effects from around us.
Yes. Because Pride here does feel, and I don't know whether this is true in other countries to the same extent, but here it feels like a real family day out. There's a wonderful picture that's in the RÚV library that we used to illustrate this, of a young dad and mum, and the dad's got the three-year-old daughter on his shoulders. They're all wearing face paint and having a wonderful time. So Pride here does seem to be a real family day out, maybe not as politicized as it is in other countries, because it feels like it doesn't need to be. So I think a lot of people would be disappointed to learn that there is now work to do again that maybe there wasn't a few years ago.
Yeah, I agree. It's this great day of having closeness with your family and with your community and with those who you love. And it is, of course, something we all cherish and we want to cherish. And it's something that we want to safeguard. So this is one of the reasons why we are going into this project, is to safeguard these exact values you were talking about. We don't want to see them slip away from us.
Yes. So it's about protecting, as you say, those values, maybe the very Icelandic value of tolerance and fairness and equality in this particular sphere, which I'm sure the vast majority of people listening to this conversation would want to protect as well. So let's talk about how the money is going to be used. You've had this money from this fund. It's a two-year project, I think, or we're into what is now a two-year project. Where do you see the priorities, and how do you want to spend the money?
So Nordic Safe Cities, the Alliance, they are overseeing the project, and I am overseeing the project here in Iceland. So they are we are going to form an expert group in the Nordics, and I formed a local group of experts here in Iceland. We are going to talk about what's the issues that we need to address the most and find these places online where and both in public as well, where LGBT plus issues are talked about. One of the actions is having a workshop, and we're going to have it in October on the women's and non-binary people's strike, and or around that day, where we're going to have some sensitivity training for local participants. We're also going to have capacity building and training for self-defense tool, both in person and online. So self-defense can be, for example, counter speech, which has been taught at the National Queer Organization here in Iceland. Instead of maybe if you see some speech online which you don't agree with, and instead of maybe going past it and, oh, I'm not gonna engage.
Yes.
You're not engaging, you're not arguing back, but you're maybe spreading positive message instead.
Yes. How much of a concern is it that some of the social media platforms are no longer fact-checking, they're no longer going to intervene in the same way that they did at exactly the time that many people think they ought to be doing that? How worrying is that?
I think it's a great worry. I think we're going back. This is a step back for all of us. And this fact-checking is really important. And it kind of revealed, although we know that all these big social media, they have a lot of power over us, but I think it revealed how much power they have. Mm-hmm. And there's a question on how we can counteract that as well. It's a good point.
Yes, and well, you touched on some of it there, I mm-hmm. think, that you don't simply scroll on by, which must be, I think it's a temptation for a lot of people when they see nonsense and hateful rubbish on social media. The temptation is to cease to engage and switch off. I know that I've done that because I think there's been such a deterioration in the quality of what social media is. But the argument here is about not doing that.
Yeah. I do it as well sometimes because you're, of course, not wanting to engage in this negativity. Mm. But this is maybe more about showing those people who are reading these posts and they're only seeing the negativity that they see the positivity as well.
Yes.
So they see something else, then you're not engaging with trolls, but you are maybe just showing people that not all people agree with the views that are expressed.
Sure. Are all the Nordic cities then going to be sharing ideas as part of this?
So Reykjavik is going to be a pilot case, and we are going to make a toolkit, and we are going to make an action plan for the city of Reykjavik and how the municipality can map and how they can address hate both in the online and the physical sphere. And then we're going to announce this plan at the Nordic Democracy Forum in 2026, which is a huge forum arranged by the Nordic Safe Cities Alliance. And then after that, they are going to invite the other cities who are in the alliance to take over this policy. So we are the first step, and they can use what we do and adapt it to their cities.
Wouldn't it be great if they didn't need to?
That would be the dream world. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
We should say, though, of course, despite the need for this and despite the need to map the hate that exists, LGBTI people from across the world should not feel that they're going to have a bad time here.
Yeah, we have great law surrounding LGBTQ community, and we have support both here in City Council and in the Parliament. So we are in a great space, but there's always something that we can do better, which is the point of it. We've seen some parties spoken on this, but not in the same way that we have seen in the United States, for example, but especially here in City Council, we have had great support towards this programme.
So a lot to look forward to then. Money, I think, that's going to be well spent here in Reykjavik and Iceland, at the front of the pack here, it sounds like.
Definitely.
Guðný, thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking with me.
It is Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.